The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. And from the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord. In Scripture, specifically in the Gospels, we encounter two times that Jesus is transfigured. The first one, very obviously today, is the transfiguration of the body of Jesus into the glorified body of Jesus. The body of Jesus that will come to in heaven, the one that we will experience when we are in heaven. But the other transfiguration may seem a little bit difficult to find. The other transfiguration is the transfiguration on the cross. On the cross, Jesus' body was displayed for all to see. We witness him in his beaten, broken self, beaten for our sins, scourged for our iniquities, hurt for what we have done, not only to him, but to the whole of the world. Jesus is transfigured today into his glorious body, but only to a chosen few in the beginning. He shows himself in his glory, in his majesty, and that's what we all want to experience. We want to see Jesus in his glory and in his majesty. Yet he doesn't always show it to everyone. Wouldn't it be amazing if the world saw that? Then we would all believe, wouldn't we? We'd all believe that Jesus Christ truly is the Savior, that he is the one that has been foretold of. But we experience Jesus, the multitude experience Jesus by mocking him, by belittling him, by scourging and breaking him in his bloody self on Good Friday. That's where the multitude of the people see him. And it looks like it's a loss. In that loss is true power. The laying down of your life for your friends. In our second reading, St. Paul reminds us that God did not spare his Son. That God gave his Son, gave himself up for our sins. The God of the universe, the God that gives breath to our every moment, gave us his Son so that we could be forgiven, so that we could see Jesus in his transfigured body. Notice that Jesus didn't say, "Never tell anyone." He said, "Wait until I have risen, because then it will give purpose for why I have died." Jesus wanted his apostles to wait until he was risen. We are currently in Lent, but we are people not of the death of Jesus. Everybody dies. We are a part of the risen Jesus. Not everyone was risen from the dead. We believe that when he comes again, we will be risen from the dead, that we will rise from our graves, from the ashes that we received on Ash Wednesday. We shall rise and proclaim his name again. We believe that Jesus is risen and in our midst now. And so we who have been given this vision of the transfigured Christ should proclaim that to the world by our actions, by our words, by our deeds. And when the world sees us as broken and beaten and destroyed, then we truly can participate in the full transfiguration of Jesus, both when he was glorified, but also when he was beaten, when he was destroyed in the eyes of the world. We are a people that goes against what normal society would call reality. They call us crazy. They call us stupid. We are people that believe. And that is what we come here today to do. To believe, to have faith, to profess our faith in Jesus Christ, that he did die, that he rose, and that he will come again. That's what the transfigured Jesus shows us, that there is a purpose to all of this, that the suffering isn't the end, that there is something greater. And so, let us take this opportunity during Lent, yes, to suffer for our sins, to make penance, to do better. But let us also remember, this isn't the end. We have a privilege. We know the end. Jesus rises from the dead to bring us all to his Father.